thankful, Lord, that our life is spared once again to be in your divine presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the services of Sunday. Lord, you have been our help, you have been our Father, our protector, our provider, our master, our Lord. You have been all enough for us, Lord. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have this grace to come once again to land at your feet and to commit our requests unto your great holy hearts, Father. May you help us this evening, Lord. May you, Master, take control of the entire service, O living God. Lord Jesus, may you speak through us, Father. Anoint the speaker, anoint the hearers also, Father. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Anoint us to pray also, and pray in us, and pray through us with glory that cannot be uttered, Father. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. Lord Jesus, at the end of the service, may we go light-footed. Lord, thanking you for all that you have done for us, Lord. Thank you for granting this request, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting. May his blessing be the portion of each and every one of us. God bless you. Let's just open our Bible quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 27. We read from verse 27 to 54. Matthew 27. When we get to verse 34, we sit down to complete the remaining. Matthew 27 from verse 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knees before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compared to bear his cross. We can have our seat while we continue. And when they were come unto a place called Golgotha, that is to say the place of his skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted their cup, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garment, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garment among them, and upon my vesture they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then were there two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, That is to say, my God, my God, why art thou forsaking me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rock and the rocks rent, and the grave were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. We thank the Lord Jesus for what he did for us on the cross at Calvary. If it had not been him, where would we have been? Praise ye the Lord. So we are still on this sermon, that day on Calvary. Because I still want us to get to a good place before we stop. Now, let's jump. I'm not going back. That day on Calvary, because you know it was preached on September 25, 1960. So we are starting from paragraph 76. That day on Calvary. First, we should seek what that day meant. Second, we should see what that day has done for us. Now, what it did for us. Now, third, let's look at what we ought to do for that day. What ought we to do? First, we should look into... Okay, thank you. First, we should look into it, for it's a great day, the greatest of all the days. Since sin price was settled, Satan's power was broken. And now we want to see what we should do in return. Now in return, when Jesus died at Calvary, on Calvary, that day, he not only paid the price for our sins, but he also paid the price and made a way that we could follow him. For we, as the fallen Adam that's been redeemed, as the Spirit-led Adam, the first Adam, by the Spirit that had control of all nature, that is before the fall, and then we, the second Adam, of all the men of the heart, has been redeemed by Christ from the day of Calvary, can follow him. Now, when he died at Calvary, he made a way. He gave up the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that sent it back to the heart for you and I to live by. That's what Calvary means to us, to follow him. First, look into it. See what it did for us. And now, what must we do in regards to it? What must I do? Now, see, we appreciate that. That's very fine. But we got to accept it. And to accept it is to accept his person, Christ in our heart. Then we are free from sin. Therefore, there is no sin shackled hanging on us at all. God, just like we had never sinned, the perfect sacrifice made us perfect. For Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Then there is no more to be done, but we are made perfect in the presence of God. Now, there is where we lose our position. If we don't watch, we try to look back to what we was. And as long as you look back to what you were, the sacrifice means nothing to you or to us. Oh, can't you see it, church? The church said, amen. I will not try the job. I can't, and neither can you. There is no need of trying. You are lost to begin with, as long as you look to what you have done. But don't look to what you have done. Look what that day on Calvary did for you. It paid your price. It settled the question. Your sin be as scarlet, they are as white as snow. Red like clean crimson, like white like wool. Then you have no sin. You are perfectly sinless. Oh, what a word. You are what? Perfectly sinless. Praise ye the Lord. No matter what you've done or what you do, you are still sinless. That is when you are in Christ. Praise the Lord. Maybe as we read the scripture. First John chapter 3. First John chapter 3. Let's read from verse 8 and 9. So that we understand what the prophet is saying. Okay. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is what? Born of God. Praise the Lord. Let's just continue. That's what Brother Abraham is saying. You are perfectly sinless. No matter what you have done or what you do, you are still sinless. Once you are born of God, no sin is imputed unto you. Praise the Lord. And as long as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, your sins are forgiven. Anything is forgiven, is remitted, and forgotten about. Praise the Lord. God is not like we. When he forgives our sin, it goes into the sea of forgetfulness. He cannot remember them no more. Praise the Lord. Don't let us think as human. Let us think as God thinks. Let us look as God looks in this matter. May God help us. Rabbi said, as long as you are looking at what you were, as long as you are looking back to what you were, there is no way you can have the victory. But we should look at what he has done for us. May God help us. Am I saying that by myself? Is it to give a cloth of sin? No. One thing certain and sure is this. Once a man is filled with the genuine Holy Ghost baptism, Barbara said he cannot be lost. There is no doubt about that. Let that settle in our mind. Once you are born again, you can never be lost. That's the message. That's the scripture. That's the scripture we just read. It's not possible for you to be lost anymore. But that is why we must all strive to be in the body. Once we are in the body, we can never be lost. Praise the Lord. That's the message. As long as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, your sins are forgiven. Anything is forgiven is remitted and forgotten about. Then what does it do? It gives you, after that condition, his spirit to follow him and to do as he did for others who is following him. Let me read that again. Then what does he do? It gives you, after that condition, his spirit to follow him and to do as he did for others who is following him. Who was just one man? If he was just one man, the perfect man, he gave his life and he made an example for you. Now, what must we do? Now, the first thing I want to say is Jesus never lived for himself. Are we following? I'm reading the prophet. Jesus. Okay. Jesus never lived for himself. He lived, his life was spent for others. That's perfectly eternal life. When you say you go to church and you do good things, that's fine. But when you live your life to yourself, you haven't eternal life. Eternal life is living for others. He proved it when he came in the Lamb of God. He lived and had eternal life because he did not live for himself. He lived for others. And you receive eternal life by receiving that day, and you don't live for yourself no more. You live for others. Praise the Lord. Someone said, how can you stand? Let anybody call you such bad names. You don't live for yourself. You live for others. That you might redeem that man. You become sons. And the trouble of it is the church has forgotten they were sons. You are a son. You are taking Christ's place. You are a son. So don't live for yourself. Live for others. Praise the Lord. Part of what Barbara said, how to live for others, is when they say bad word about you, you don't do what? You don't say it back. May God help us. Well, Brother Abraham, I can live for this brother because he's such a nice man. That's not it. Live for that man who hates you. Is that my word? Live for that man who does what? Who hates you. Live for that person who will kill you. He they could. Are those my words? I'm reading. Live for that man who hates you. Live for that person who will kill you if they could. That's what they done to him. They killed him and he died that he might save them. That's eternal life. That's in your bosom. You are facing heaven then, but you sacrifice your own things. Give them hope. Like the sheep gives its wool, you look on toward Calvary. I hope this helps you to get in a place. That's what the tabernacle, that's what all people ask God to do, is find out what you have and what is the purpose. Church isn't going to church just to play music, sing songs. Church is a place where correction, judgment begins at the house of God. We must reckon ourselves dead and live to Christ. Then he made the way that we could sacrifice ourselves to his service to follow him. If we follow him, we live the life that we live the life that he lived. That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. Jesus said and spoke of it. Let me just give you a few quotations on it. Listen close. Don't miss it. Jesus said at that day, he will separate the people like the sheep and the goat. And he will say to the goat, stand on the left hand, on the left side. And to the sheep, stand on the right side. And he said to the goat, depart from me, because I was hungry and you don't feed me. I was in prison and you did not visit me. I was naked and you clothed me not. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was sick and you didn't visit me. So depart from me. And on the sheep he said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you ministered to me. And notice, don't fail to get this, church. Keep this in your heart forever. It was so unconsciously done. The people don't do it for line of duty. A man that gives you something or another because he ought to do it. A man that feeds you because he ought to do it is got a selfish idea. It should be your very life, your very action. May God help us. It was so surprising to those sheep that they said, Lord, when were you hungry and we wouldn't feed you? When were you hungry and we fed you? When were you naked and we gave you clothes? When were you thirsty and we gave you drink? When were you sick and we ministered to you? It was so automatically out of love. Just your life live in them. God, let the people see what Calvary did for us. So automatically, when were you, Lord? We never knew that. Lord, look what Jesus turned and said, in so much as you have done unto this, you did it unto me. Unselfish life, not the second thought, not to think about it, but you are so dead to the things of this world, and you live in Christ. And so walking on the highway, that these things are just an automatic thing. You just do it. Not say, well now, Lord, want me to do that. It's not that. You are just part of Him. His spirit is in you, and you act the way He acted. Oh, do you get it? Do you get it? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the will of death. Not all that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter him, but they that do the will of my Father, just from their heart, just freely. Now, that day at Calvary paid the price, so we could be that way. Not say, you know, Widow John, one time she was out of coal, and I went and bought her some coal. I tell you, I've seen a brother that needed a suit of cloth, and I went and got him a suit of cloth. Bless God, I'm a Christian. Oh man, you selfish, poor, miserable person, you are an hypocrite. Don't let the right hand know what the left is a dream. And the left know what the right is a doing. Just so automatically dead in Christ. Till you do it anyhow. It's your nature. It's your makeup. You do it anyhow. It's just the life that lives in you. You are completely yielded to that spirit. And it just lives itself in you. Oh, you feel that blessed spirit that lives. Not me that liveth, saith Paul, but Christ liveth in me. Just so automatic. Well, I tell you, Brother Abraham, we are Christian here. We help these people. We help them people. Oh man, shame on you. That's not Christianity. Christianity just automatically got to, is to be done, and you just forget about all about, isn't it? Go do it. Christ just completely surrendered his life to God. He gave himself as a public servant to the people. He gave his life freely. He didn't have to do it. He didn't begrudgingly did it. He didn't say, "Now, brethren, you all ought to think a whole lot of me because I come to die for you." He never said a word about it. He died anyhow because it was God in him. Praise the Lord. It's God in you. It's God in me that makes us look at others, sheep on one side. One of them will say, "Well, Lord, I did this, and Lord, I did that." He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never even know you." If the church can ever come to those fundamental facts, that is not something you try to do, you work yourself up to do, is something that is born in you. Forgive me, my Pentecostal friends. I am Pentecostal, but my Pentecostal friend have got to his spot to where it has to be a lot of fast music beating, beating of some band, or clapping hands, or tambourine to bring up a shout. That's only emotion. They play in the bands before they go to the battle. They get people in the emotion of battle. I believe in music. I believe in clapping hands. But I believe in these things. That's exactly true. We ought to have that. But you have left the great things undone. It's that self-sacrifice life that God lives in you, automatically doing what which is right because it's right. Just going home. Don't even think nothing about it. Just leaving it. Then watch. You see what's going on. You are on the highway. That's the way. That's what Calvary did to you. On the highway. Open up that day for you. Now, remember, you cannot be half goat and a half sheep. They won't mix. Praise the Lord. Don't this call for prayer? I'm asking question. Don't this call for prayer? Yes, it called for prayer. May God help us. I think we'll stop here. Is it that? We've got to pray. What we have had, they are not my words. What we have had, he's talking to all of us. So, and if we need God, we surely need God. Let us bow our heads. Let's commit ourselves unto the Lord. The standard is not my standard. The standard of the world is the standard of the Lord. Let's commit ourselves unto him. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. I want our pastor to commit all of us to the hand of the Lord. God bless you, sir.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being with us this week, matters from here on Sunday. Going out and coming in, we are seeing your hand of protection, your cares upon our lives. We thank you for bringing us to this midweek meeting. We thank you for the short word of exhortation that has gone forth, but it was directed to the point. Knowing, O God, as short as the exhortation was, your prophet did not miss words to say that Calvary means living for others. Lord, as it went further to make it known unto us, it is not something we struggle to do by ourselves, but we know work. It takes your spirit to be in us, to do the work through us. We pray there must arrive from the platform to the pews. We ask for your spirit afresh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Master and God, it's our prayers again tonight. May none of us fall among those who say, depart from me, I know you not. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Wear your hands, Lord. No wonder your prophet, apostle said, it's no longer me that live, but Christ liveth in me. We pray, Master Savior Divine, as many as are not yet filled with your spirit, may you fill them, Lord. Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. Lord, it's our prayers, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. It is true, man wants to love those that love him, but we have seen your spirit loving even those that hate. Until your prophet said, a man that can even kill you, we have the opportunity. We know it will take beyond a man to love such a one. Help us, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Master. Blessed be thy holy name. Inspire all of us who go as we go into prayers. It's our prayers, Lord. Replenish your servant that you have used. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
The Lord Jesus grant all your requests in Jesus Christ's name. Yeah, we are happy because we have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to us. Let's sing that song as before I hand over to the associate pastor. Let's fellowship with that song. Let's go now.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, healing alone I see. All I need to trouble is my sin. He is dead.
Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this privilege to be in your house for the midweek service. We appreciate your blessings, Lord, in the worship service and the preaching of your word. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, that you give to us, things that we have been reminded of. And Lord, we thank you for the prayers individuals have offered unto you and the one your servant offered for all of us. You grant them unto us, Lord, because you have a standard, and that standard is your word. May you bring all of us to that standard, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the hour of prayer, requests raised by individuals that have written their requests and those that are raised verbally. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to commune with you, our Maker, because this is the provided way, Lord, that you have made for us to get our needs. We pray, dear Father, that all that we have asked you, the faith to be able to wait for their manifestation and the patience give to every one of us. While we appreciate what you do for us on daily basis, your healings, your deliverances, your provision, your protection, your favor, and your mercies, we appreciate every bit of them. We just leave ourselves in your hand. Lord, we can't do nothing without you. Cannot achieve anything outside of you. May you be gracious unto all of us. Perfect the health of all that are sick. And Lord, let each one enjoy good and perfect health to the glory and the honor of your name. We pray, Father, you bless your people, the works of their hands, you day by day bless it, Heavenly Father. As many as are yearning and are praying and desiring for the Holy Ghost baptism, may you lift up their faith, Lord, to the level where, O God, it will turn to testimony to the glory of your name. Lord, the saints, O God, that are already fit, may you take everyone higher, O God. Thank you, dear Father. All the requests that we have laid at your feet, both for the bride of Christ, both for our local assembly, individual families and individual ones, O Jehovah God, and the personal ones that we have, Lord, we know that all of them are receiving attention before your throne of mercy. May you increase our faith day by day. May we be full of expectation. Take negativity away from us. Take doubt and fear away from us. Give us faith, O living God. Lord, that we might, O God, very soon bring testimonies concerning each of them to the glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. We want to pray that you bless your servant you have used. Lord, lift on your honor of his ministry. The rest of the service of the week in your hands, we ask that each of them may they bring great blessings unto us. The students, workers, business people, as they proceed, O God, with their normal activities, may your grace abide with each one. As we dismiss to go back to our homes, we are not leaving your presence. You brought us safely here, may you take us back home safely, by whichever means that we are going. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting this petition that we have asked as we pray with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. On Sunday, I will read the thanksgiving of the David Mark and the wife. I will read the thanksgiving that is sent. God bless you. Shall we rise? Dismiss with the general dismissal song of 222. Take the name of Jesus with you. Mm-hmm. name of Jesus we get with each other sorrow and Oh.
Let's listen.